So thank you for doing that. We'll come back to that at the end of the talk here. Let me just ask before I begin, how many people here have read something of Dogen before? A lot of people have, but not everyone. Good. I wanted to caution you. Is Dogen confusing and hard to read at points and to understand clearly? But this is something I think is really important. Please don't think that Dogen is going to tell you the truth. Sometimes we go to these old texts and we think, you know, the truth is in there. And, you know, I need to dig it out. And if I can't dig it out, it's my fault. And that's not the case at all. Dogen is talking about his understanding. It is a skillful means, a word that we use a lot in the Zen tradition. Skillful means. In other words, the truth with that big T is not something we can like put into words. We approach it in many different ways. But if we hang on to it and think this is it, this is the truth, and then we get into trouble. Then we get into trouble. In religious studies, they use two words that are rather unusual, orthodoxy and orthopraxy, to kind of divide up kind of two categories of kinds of religious views or religious understanding. Orthodoxy means like correct teaching, the correct doctrine, right? This is what you need to believe. It's listed for us. Just like when I was a young Anglican lad learning my confirmation, you know, I had to recite to the bishop this list of beliefs that I would take and hold as true. Whether I did or not, it didn't seem to matter too much at the time, but at any rate, I had to recite this. And that's kind of orthodoxy. Like, an orthopraxy simply means correct practice. Correct practice. And it is that the teachings, the doctrines are not important, are not that important. What's more important is our practice, how we are in the world. And Buddhism, certainly Zen, falls much more in that category. So Dogen, he does have much to say to us. But please don't think this is the truth. The truth, and Dogen, I'm sure, would agree with this 100%, can only be found within you. Each of us have to, you know, manifest our understanding, bring it forward out into the world. So, having said that, let's jump back into the text here.